And the Iraqi army, backed by Sunni tribesmen and Shia volunteers, is attacking the ISIL terrorists on different fronts in a bid to retake Anbar and Salahuddin provinces. The operation was launched on Tuesday to liberate the city of Ramadi, which was captured by the ISIL terrorists on May the 17th. Press TV's correspondent Altaf Ahmad reports from the strategic regions in Anbar, which not only connect Iraq to Saudi Arabia, but are located on the outskirts of Iraq's holy city of Karbala.
0 hour is finally here. Iraqi forces have kicked off an all-out operation in Anbar and Salahuddin provinces west and north of Iraq. Iraqi Premier Haider al-Abadi has vowed that the provincial capital of Anbar, Ramadi, will be liberated in days. Press TV camera has traveled to the region of Al-Nukhayb. Al-Nukhayb lays southwest of Anbar province and adjacent to the holy city of Karbala. Accompanying us there were members of the Al-Abbas battalion. The Al-Abbas battalion are known to be of the fiercest fighters. With naval squads and parachutists, this battalion stands out from other popular mobilization units. After driving for over 3 hours, we have finally reached our destination, the desert of Al-Nukhayb, southwest of Ramadi in the province of Anbar. Now, this region is considered to be very strategic, namely because it is the main gateway for ISIL militants in any future attack on the holy city of Karbala. It is for this reason that you find that popular mobilization units are heavily deployed in this region to fend off any attack by the terror group. The commander of the forces present here tells us there are no less than 5,000 PMU fighters currently deployed in Anbar and regions at Karbala's flank.
With the recent events in the province of Anbar, we have taken up positions here as a deterrent force for any ISIL approach towards Karbala. Al-Abbas battalion is not the only group fighting our positions on the ground here. We are also coordinating with the Iraqi Air Force, and any advance by ISIL will be countered harshly.
In recent weeks, an attack was followed by anti-ISIL forces present here. Iraq's Interior Ministry spokesperson Saad Man announced that an attack by 4 vehicles carrying ISIL suicide bombers was foiled by the Iraqi Air Force and popular mobilization units. One thing that struck our attention here was the very young age of some fighters and the participation of men of religion who tell Press TV they left their pulpits for a more sacred duty.
After the issuance of the decree by our supreme Islamic leadership here in Iraq, we have answered the leadership's call and we have rushed to the battlefields to defend our land and our shrines. Our duty is not to fight, but also to provide religious guidance to the fighters.
Military operations in Anbar province will in recent days continue to expand in the region of Karma, northeast of Fallujah, and around the provincial capital, Ramadi. Altaf Ahmad, Press TV, Nukhayb, southwest of Anbar.